We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees from mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Karen, don't you get home from the bar last night? He wants to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, and this is my man about town, my gay boyfriend.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Ross Martinet.
Hi there.
Hey, Ross. We're here today to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives, and we can answer your question if you'll call our 24-hour-day, 7-day-week listener line at 213-270-1968. That's 213-270-1968. And we can thank our lovely sponsors, AdamandEve.com.
Thank you, AdamandEve.com.
Yes, and we would suggest going to AdamandEve.com right now. And you can get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping when you enter the code da-da-da-da.
Dr. Kat at the checkout, D-R-K-A-T.
That's right. And we're going to jump into the episode today talking about our own personal buyer's guide. I came up with some toys from AdamandEve.com that I thought would make fabulous holiday gifts.
As did I. Oh, for Hanukkah-mas.
Oh, and Hanukkah-mas and Kwanzaa-ness and...
Kwanzaa-kanimus. Yes,
right.
For every holiday.
That's right.
Under the sun.
The gifts that just keep on giving.
Right. Kind of like herpes, but better.
Ooh, yeah. That's true. You have something to look forward to. Ross and I each have our favorites. So if you want to start, Ross, let's hear what you what you're into.
Generous. Okay. So the first one that I'm into is it's called the Fleshlight. Okay. Mm. And I actually have one. They are absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. So they're labeled under sort of masturbation toy.
Oh, male masturbation toy.
Yes, but
yes.
Absolutely does not have to be male masturbation. You can use it with your partner. You can use it alone. It's kind of fun. You can put it in various places and pretend it's, you know, various holes and things. And
it's like having a threesome without having to, like, worry about ignoring
exactly.
someone.
Exactly. So here's the description from AdamandEve.com. Okay. So it's the Fleshlight. Fulfill your deepest fantasies with this clever masturbator disguised to look like a flashlight.
How witty.
Right. Oh, would you grab that hammer for me? Oh, it's a big flashlight you got there, Ross. Oh, never mind. So the top unscrews to reveal a personal masturbating device guaranteed to get you off. It's made of a soft, flesh-like latex that surrounds your hard tool the second you penetrate the puckered butt opening.
Mm.
Just add a few drops of your favorite water-based lubricant, slip your rigid tool inside, and explore the full 8 inches of pure fleshy pleasure. Care instructions are included. Now, I do highly recommend this. It is a wonderful toy, really fun for boys and boys, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Straight and gay, you'll love it. Your wife will love it. Your boyfriend will love it.
Because that's the thing. They've got different inserts, right? They've got like an asshole insert.
Yes.
They've got a...
Well, the end. So it's a fleshy end, and some of them look like assholes. Some of them look like a mouth.
Right.
And they have like female mouth, and they have, I think a man mouth with a mustache or something.
For your pleasure.
They have a vagina, I think, on one.
Right.
One on the straight end. So I highly recommend this. But of course, the snarky side of me is when I visited the website, there's a little page of different fleshlights that you can order.
Mm.
And the first one that I saw was the Fleshlight Ice Butt. And of course, my mind instantly, before reading it, what it was, I'm thinking, please don't tell me you fill it with ice. And it's like, for the necrophilia on your list.
That'd be perfect for, you know, coordinate with the True Blood episode.
Exactly, exactly.
Or what I think of is like Bud Ice. Like, oh, does it have fewer calories?
Right, I mean, exactly. But it's actually clear.
Great taste, less filling.
Right, there you go. But it's actually clear and you can actually watch your dick go in and out.
So it has more to do with, yeah. So
right.
with
It's like x-ray fucking.
Oh, right. I don't know. Some people might not want to see that. But right. If you're into it, they're prepared.
The TSA people probably
oh
really
my
get
God.
Off on it. Okay.
We should send a few of those to TSA, maybe.
There you go. And then the second one, which just really made me laugh and chuckle in awe, it's called Classic Jackass Fleshlight. Okay?
Mm.
So it's billed as the tightest fleshlight on the market.
Really? Because that's one thing I've heard about the Fleshlight is that... wanting to be able to control the tightness.
Right. Oh, there's a little knob, like a little thing at the end that you unscrew for like the suction. It's like, do I want him to feel 18, 28, 38?
Or ridden hard and put away wet.
There you go. So this new, the Jackass Festival, they're touting as a new design. It's made to resemble a young man's, quote, cherry tight bubble butt. Now, here's the thing. It does look like a cherry tight bubble butt. Except
so it's not just the like just the anus.
Well, no, it's the fleshlight. So you if you picture like a large fleshlight, and then the end comes out, and then it's like a little bubble butt with actually little teeny the peak of a teeny thigh, you know, at the back.
Really?
So it's like you're looking at a little, you know, like a teeny. Except it's like freaking the size of your fist. I'm like, unless you're into fucking mini me,
or a cabbage patch.
Exactly. It's like no.
It's the imagery. You're supposed to hold it really far away from you. So
right. Or use your magnifier. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like cherry ass. Of course, then it's like your fleshlight would be like a bath the size of a basketball. Right? Life size. But no. So,
true.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was like, it's like fucking a doll. And it's like, no, I'll stick to my.
But the idea, you know, will appeal to someone.
It is a bubble butt. I mean, it does look like a bubble butt. And it's supposedly the tightest on the market. But
good to know. No, the fleshlight has a really, has a huge following. People tend to really dig it. And I've worked with lots of clients who've ordered it like when their partner is away a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that here, instead of fucking around on me, you know, take this with you.
Yeah.
And can even facilitate like, you know, phone sex or sex chat, you know, or sexting. Because it's a really good kind of filler for the boys. I've even known some lesbians who've used it who are just into kind of having, you know, the little vulva on the front of the straight ones who are just into like grinding that with a little lube.
Okay. That's awesome. There you go.
Cool. Okay. And I'm up. Let's see. What do I like? Hello.
We're going to get there.
I am.
Click on it and then scroll. Yeah.
So, and we're back. Here we go. So I really, a new product that I just tested out was the Wild G Vibrator.
You tested.
I tested it.
Wow.
I know. It's
impressive,
isn't it? No, and it's interesting because obviously, you know, I test these out and I'm looking for, you know, is it hot? Is it something that, you know, people could be aroused by? Does it do its job? And then I kind of look at it from a sexological standpoint.
Does it look like the picture?
Right. Right. Exactly. And, you know, does it do everything they say it's going to do? So it's very futuristic looking.
Okay. Tell us what it is again.
Again, it is the Wild G Vibrator.
Okay.
On adamandeve.com.
Ooh, Wild G Spot.
Right. Yeah. Wild G Spot. So the thing with it, it's funny. My husband said it actually looks a little like a bong, but we'll get beyond that. It's very futuristic. Basically, it's about 6.5 inches long, about 1.5 inches wide. It's got this curved shaft. It's completely waterproof.
Okay.
Which, you know, for people who like to do a little shower, water play thing, it's great for that. And it's really cool. It's actually got, it does like everything. It's all the bells and whistles. It's got the beads in it. So you've actually got the shaft of it that like rotates.
Okay.
So you know, you're hitting really what it comes down to, you're hitting all the vaginal walls with the rotation.
Beaded for her pleasure.
That's right. And then it's also got this like rabbit ear clitoral stimulator. So in addition to the penetration.
Wow. I'm trying to do the flow chart in my mind here.
Yeah, there's a lot involved.
Okay.
And don't let it intimidate you is what I'm trying to say, because it's super easy to use. It's got a ton of settings. You can find out, you know, it's got like this thrusting setting. It's got like, you know, super high setting, super low. It's got this like swirly, whatever. I don't know. It does it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it have a bell and a whistle?
A bell and a whistle is included. and the clitoral stimulator. So you've got the clitoral stimulator, you've got the rotating shaft, and you've got all these different settings where you can pretty much, you're guaranteed to get off.
Okay.
No matter what's going to happen with it. But it's great. It's silicone. I would suggest washing it first because I did notice still a little bit of a scent on it of the silicone. But then pretty much you're good to go. Just use a great, you know, water-based lube or whatever with it.
Start her up and...
That's right. And the thing with
choose your setting.
That's right. And the thing is, with a lot of these clitoral vibrators, they're also great for guys too, because you can actually use them because they've got
the, this is where it is.
This is it right here. But also, no, for the you could actually use it on guys because it's got the G spot kind of hook to the end of the shaft. You can insert it for prostate stimulation, and you turn it over, and you make sure the clitoral stimulator is hitting his, you know, scrotum and perineum.
Right, his taint.
His taint, so to speak.
Right.
So taint. This and it
so what out. I want to know is, did it hit the spot?
It hit the spot.
Good.
It delivered. Right. It delivered.
All
so
right.
So that's my...
And I like the crossover in that, because I truly believe that every straight man should enjoy his prostate at one time or another.
Oh, my
and
God.
Just figure, you know, this is what you're missing out on, dude. So.
It's very, very true. And it actually keeps you healthier, too. They talk about, you know, prostate stimulation and how, you know, ejaculation period actually... helps you avoid prostate cancer, but specific stimulation is even better. And there's, I'm not making it up, that that's actual research.
I believe you.
Cool. And what else you got in there?
Okay. So my next one is the make your own dildo kit.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. So it kind of self-explanatory, but I will give a little bit of the description here. This unique kit finally lets you know how your cock feels inside another person. It comes with everything you'll need to make an exact replica of your own cock and balls. Detailed and illustrated instructions ensure your molding success. Okay. So I love this just because...
You're using it right now.
I am.
It's his cell phone going off in his pocket. Sorry, no.
Right. No, that's the G-spotter.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Sorry.
I got to test it out, too.
You do.
So not only did it, I mean, it just sounded like a lot of fun. Actually, yeah. I do, there's someone that I know very well who has actually given it as a gift. Dr. Kat may have given it to someone that we know, not me, but someone else. And they said it was really fun to use.
It
and
is.
Every time I see it, it's just like, I wouldn't mind having one of those. I mean, it just sounds like fun, you know.
It does.
And it's something that the two of you can do, you know, because you do have to stay hard while it's being molded.
You can feel like you two are on the set of shooting a porno.
Exactly, exactly.
Feel the pressure.
Choose
to
your
perform.
Fluffer and go. So, I recommend this one only because they did have another one. They all seem pretty similar, but the other one, it just scared me away because the other one in the description said it came with a 24-hour hotline for instructions. I'm thinking, oh my God.
But think of the person who's sitting there waiting for you to call.
Right, exactly. Hello. Right, in their script. Like, are you hard?
Right. How long have you been standing there with your erection?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just sounds like a... Okay.
And it's the ultimate form of cock worship.
Exactly. Your own, or just someone else's, someone you love. And the other thing that I love is that... if there's someone on your Christmas list that you absolutely don't like or you hate, you can give that to them and say, go fuck yourself.
Awesome. Perfect. Exactly. No matter who you are,
exactly.
Like them or don't, you've got the option. Well, I've got two other quick little stocking stuffers, haha, so to speak.
There you go.
So you can
give it to me.
Stuff his stocking. Or hers.
Or hers.
There's two. There's also what's called a vibrating beaded ring exciter. And the thing that I'm excited about the vibrating ring.
Lots of vibrating and rings and twirling whirling.
It's true. This is where I get a ton of questions. Anytime you've got a lot of the vibrators, and they look really futuristic now, and people get scared off by them.
Okay.
I want to tell them, don't be intimidated, because the reason they look so futuristic is because they do give you so many options. And what the vibrating beaded ring exciter does, it's actually the only steel cock ring on the market that is also a clitoral vibrator.
Wait, so he wears it?
Yes.
And it stimulates he and she?
Yes.
What? Or he and he. But
or he and he.
All right.
Yeah, one way or the other, however you want to use it. But it's true. And so the cool thing about it, it's patented stainless steel support system. So the thing with cock rings is, right, you slip them over the cock and use a little lube when you do that, by the way. Don't go dry. And what it does is it traps all the blood inside your penis. So
yes,
you get super rock hard erections. And they're great for guys who kind of have soft erections or have erection issues. Thing is, just don't keep it on forever. And then also it's got this 3-speed bullet vibrator that's on the top of the ring. So then as you're having sex, that vibrator is coming in contact, you're male and female, with her clitoris.
Okay.
So it's a really, really fabulous couples toy.
Sounds good.
Really, really cool. And the last thing that I'll mention also as a stocking stuffer is the waterproof finger fun vibe.
Wait a minute. Did we just move to Sesame Street?
Oh, my God.
It's a talking finger.
Oh, hello.
What is it saying?
Does it say all those Japanese vibes that have the little anime characters?
Right, exactly. What does Mr. Finger say?
The waterproof finger fun vibe, the thing that's cool is that it does it. It's really small. It fits right over the fingers. Okay. It makes a great stocking stuffer. It's got a little pleasure nub. And basically, it's also waterproof, which is also really cool. But it's perfect because you can throw it in your purse or your pocket, obviously, bedside drawer. No one would probably even know what the heck it is.
Is it a battery kind of thing, too?
Yeah. Okay. It basically runs on watch batteries.
What? Get out of here.
Crazy. Okay. And the thing is...
Those Swiss.
That's right. Well, the thing that's great about it is when you've got a male-female couple, it's non-threatening. It doesn't look like a penis. It looks like, hey, this is just a friendly, fun finger vibe, and I'm going to be here to help you get an orgasm. And he can use it. She can use it. It's just really fun and small and...
Okay. If he and she do use it, I suggest getting your own.
Right.
Or wash thoroughly.
Wash thoroughly. But there you go for my little stocking stuffers. And you?
That's awesome. My stocking stuffers, there's actually an item. These are for the guys, gay or straight. Again, I support prostate play.
Yay!
It's called the anal push. The thing that I like about this is that it doesn't, especially for a straight guy, if he's ever contemplated trying to shove something up his ass to see how wonderful it feels, that it doesn't look like a penis.
Right.
It does have sort of a bulbous head, but it actually looks like a tool that you might pick up in your garage or something. It comes with like a bicycle handle,
right.
And it's kind of, and it's thin, it's not intimidating.
Right, because you got to start a little smaller if you're new to the place.
Exactly. So. And so I would suggest that, as again, that's the anal push. And then also, picking up a little lube and a little condoms. You can't have enough of those.
That is very, very true. Yeah, very true. No, that's great. So, for all you out there, you can go to adamandeve.com right now, pick up any of those products. I know it seems like a little shameless push for the product pitch thing, but we seriously get tons of questions here about what products to use, when to use them, what do we like, and we figured, we're just going to do a show to kind of...
'Tis the season.
You got it.
Yep.
So, and we'll hear from our sponsor right now, adamandeve.com.
It's sex. Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
You have questions, we have answers. You can call my 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. That's 213-270-1968.
Okay, our first question comes in from Matt. Matt is curious about cross-dressing. He asks, does wearing male thongs and G-strings make me a cross-dresser? No, it makes you a stripper. And dated.
Oh, yeah, or stuck in the 80s. All I can think of with male G-strings is like the...
Chippendale.
Like Don Johnson, like blazer. Like,
exactly.
It's like, right. It's pink, it goes with that. You could be on Miami Vice. My answer to this basically is that I think it's really curious that he even associates male thongs and G-strings because it doesn't even occur to me.
Right. Well, and it's also interesting because he's talking about cross-dressing, but then specifically says wearing male thongs.
Right. I mean, they're obviously not
right. If they were frilly, or you're putting on the maid's outfit with the little lacy, underwear, that's borderline.
Right.
But it sounds like I have To Exist makes a really cool little thong thing, and every once in a while, you don't want a little panty line, so you throw that on to give you the
utilitarian
the junk
that
in the
way.
Trunk. Yeah.
And fun. I mean, it sounds like he gets aroused off it. My two points about this is that if he's not relating to them as a piece of feminine clothing,
right,
which it doesn't sound like he is, I would say no, Matt, you are probably not a cross-dresser. And also, it doesn't sound like, I'm assuming here, but it doesn't sound like he can only get aroused if he wears the thongs and the G-string. Right. So I would say no. Not a cross-dresser.
I agree. And, you know, and bottom line also is that if they make you feel sexy and you enjoy wearing them, do it.
Absolutely.
Wear it.
You have questions, we have answers. Call our 24-hour-a-day listener line at 213-270-1968. Shay asks about HIV. I want to know, if I have sex with a prostitute, can I get HIV from just licking and sucking her boobs? Parentheses, which aren't milky.
Okay.
We also wet kiss before she gives me a blowjob. How much at risk am I for HIV? I love these questions. They're so like Russian roulette-y.
Exactly,
I mean, obviously, I don't want you to be at risk for anything, Shay, is the whole point. But number one, it is just impossible for us to tell you exactly how at risk you are.
Right.
What we can do is we can tell you that according to the research, that when it comes to saliva actually has a component within it that actually fights HIV.
Okay.
But that's not something the CDC really wants to
promote
because it wouldn't fight it enough in order for you not to get HIV. The lactation thing, you know, in theory, yes, you can definitely carry HIV within.
Well, and I think there's any risk when any sort of bodily fluid is
that is what it comes down to,
right? Kissing probably not. You know, you can't say 100%.
If you had an open sore and they had an open sore, in theory, technically, there's not ever been any confirmed HIV transmission through just kissing, but in theory,
right?
It could happen.
Bite your tongue at dinner, and then you're kissing away, and she's got a sore or something. Yeah, or he.
Right.
Yeah. So I would just say you're probably at a pretty, pretty low risk. The one thing that you do need to be aware of, okay, you're saying it's a prostitute, so prostitutes generally have sex with many, many partners, and you may not be getting HIV, but she can certainly give you gonorrhea.
Oh, my God.
A blowjob, yeah. If some guy has an infected dick,
chlamydia.
Yeah, he's implanting it in the back of her throat, and then she goes down on you, and now they told two friends and so on and so on.
And the back of the throat is a very dark, wet, moist, you know, place.
Exactly.
And lots of bacteria love to live there.
Yeah, so there's probably more risk at other STDs than there is HIV in this scenario.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, best thing to do would be to obviously carry some condoms with you, because the other thing that concerns me about this question is if you're already doing this, that means sooner or later you might be tempted to actually get something else from her.
Right.
So have some condoms on hand. And actually have some condoms on hand that are not lubed.
Right.
You know, maybe get a flavor or something like that.
Exactly.
Just to have, so you don't have to worry about any of this then, for the most part.
Right. Avoid glow in the dark, though. Not sexy.
That just doesn't even sound. Okay, our next question.
Okay, Tara is interested in Tantra.
Oh.
I have a friend who just took a Tantra workshop with her partner, and she said she has had the most amazing orgasm since then. So Tara's interested in Tantra, but it seems so partner-oriented, and right now she's single. Are there any options for people to study Tantra without a partner?
This is actually a really good question.
Okay.
The whole Tantra thing, for those of you out there who don't know, it's basically...
a Russian dance?
The Tantra. It's basically a form of sexual practice, which has more of a spiritual component. Hmm. I could go into a lot of the details about it, but I'm going to spare you for a moment here.
Thank you.
That's right. I'm going to go home and practice your Tantra. The thing is, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And for people who are interested in it as kind of an advanced sexual practice, meaning it's not for everybody, it's a little esoteric, but it can be really rewarding. It focuses more on the exchange of energy between people.
Okay. Isn't it about holding back too?
Can be. One of the tenets of Tantra.
I think gay people call it edging.
Edging, right. Exactly. You want to explain what edging is? And then I'll talk about how that relates to
okay.
Tantra.
Not that I would know, but I do. So edging is when you, a woman or a man can do it. But, you know, generally speaking, I know from the male's point of view, you jerk off to the point where you're almost going to come and then you pull back.
Exactly.
And then you kind of let the sensation go away and then you kind of go at it again. And you keep doing that repeatedly. And then after about, you know, a minute, no, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 right. minutes, however you want to, you know, do it. Sometimes those orgasms are just amazingly
absolutely
explosive.
And it's also the way for men to train themselves to be multiply orgasmic.
Oh, there you go.
So by not coming, by holding back, because here's a funny little secret. Orgasm for men and ejaculation don't have to be exclusive.
Okay.
So if you can train yourself to not ejaculate, when you ejaculate, that's what causes the refractory period where you can't get it back up and you can't ejaculate for a period of time afterwards.
Right.
So if you don't ejaculate, I've known plenty of men who are able to train themselves in order to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 orgasms
right.
before they actually ejaculate. And that's the thing with Tantra. Part of the tenet of it is that they believe in semen retention.
Okay.
They think it adds to your health. It puts years on your life, you know, by retaining your semen.
But it takes years off my face.
Exactly. If they only realize. So her question is, so now that we all know what Tantra is, for the most part, is it's typically understood that Tantra is the exchange of energy between partners.
Okay.
But in actuality, you can practice Tantra on your own. And it has to do with, you know, basically mental focus, getting in touch with more kind of your spiritual self, your own energy that you're building, doing a lot of breath work, a lot of things that I can't even really go into in a quickie answer.
Right.
So what I'm going to do on my website this next week is I've written an article on solo Tantra.
Ooh, okay.
So if anyone out there is interested in that, and I'll email Tara just to make sure she, you know, obviously hopefully listens to the
right.
show, but checks that out, because there absolutely is a way that you can practice solo Tantra. And what it ultimately allows you to do is really get in touch with yourself and have better sex, have more intense orgasms, and really just get to know yourself better, so that when you are with a partner, you know exactly, you know, you can control the entire experience, so you get the most out of it.
And I'm assuming it's better when you actually, she talks about the workshop, when it's better being taught as opposed to just
absolutely.
Going somewhere and reading about it. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are definitely specific things within the article I can suggest that she try. But really, most people who get into Tantra become like tantric practitioners. They become tantrikas, and it's this whole kind of lifestyle movement. Right. For some, maybe. But
what a wonderful cult.
But what a wonderful cult. But it really, and it is much more than just about sex when you really get into Tantra. But this would give her a starter. And if she wants to try it out and see if she likes it, great. And if she doesn't, then she can find that workshop out there that would meet her needs.
Perfect.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And, you know, please feel free, go ahead and email us if you have any other questions about the buyer's guide, if you want to tell us about toys from Adam and Eve that
you've
tried.
Yeah, make your recommendations.
Absolutely. And we'd love to go ahead and bring those up for a future show. And also thanks to everyone out there who are tweeting with me and friending me and all that cool stuff. We've had some really fun interactions with that. So I would encourage you to please go to twitter.com. You can find me under Dr. Cat Sex Chat, or under iFriend, or excuse me, Facebook me at Dr. Cat Van Kirk. And you can get more information about Ross and I at www.drkat.com. And in the meantime, happy shopping. Go to adamandeve.com and use the Dr. Cat code.
Amazing deal. Dr. Cat is the code. And if I'm not mistaken, it's 50% off. Maybe the most expensive thing, I think I read on the site, the most expensive thing in your shopping cart. So you can buy something that's 70, 80 bucks, and it's going to be 40 bucks in your bag.
It's a smoking deal.
Yeah.
So have fun out there. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.